Survivor in 60 Seconds, a fan podcast, episode number 6. At a spot, a Dan tells Holly that he's thinking about quitting. Eve wonders aloud to Holly why she was left out of the blind side on Tyrone. At LaFleur, Marty and Jill are aware that the younger tribe is gunning for the old Espada members, but Brenda feels that Jane is a good ally. At the Reward Immunity Challenge, Jeff reveals that both tribes will go to tribal council, and one person from each tribe will win immunity. Survivors must find a rope ring buried in the sand using a paddle and toss it in a basket strapped to their back, then hang it on a post. Holly and Jill win immunity. Next, Holly and Jill have to toss rope rings on hooks. The first one to get 3 wins reward. Jill wins reward for LaFleur, who will go to tribal council first and eat while sitting in on Espada's tribal council. At LaFleur's tribal council, Brenda accuses Marty of offering up Jane to be voted off. Marty explains he was only trying to figure out which way the tribe was going to vote. Marty takes a chance and doesn't use his hidden immunity idol, and the tribe splits the vote, 3 for Marty, 3 for Kelly B. After a tiebreaker, Kelly B is voted off. At Espada's tribal council, LaFleur chows down on chicken and beef kebabs while Dan and Eve defend their right to be in the tribe. Before the vote, LaFleur is sent back to camp. Eve is voted off. You've been listening to Survivor in 60 Seconds, a fan podcast. You can leave feedback for the show by calling 518-290-0228 or sending email to survivorin60@gmail.com. That's survivorin60@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please join me next week for Survivor in 60 Seconds.